So tell me, Mr. Lopez.
Yes, sir.
I know how Jay got into gardening. His grandfather started Victory Garden in 1945. And here today, it's still Harper's Nursery. How do you become a weed guy?
That's a good question, but it's a loaded question. I started when I was a boy. My father had 3,000 acres of produce and cotton. And ever since then, it's just been I love plants, love working with plants.
So you killed them?
No, well, part of the slow season in the growing, you're still there. And my dad would say, I'd go out and spray some of the homeowners' weeds. You've got a tank right here. And so I'd go out there, and that's how I paid for my college. And so I went to got a degree in agriculture engineering and furthered my experience with a rep job after that. And then came back and said, you know what, I'm going to go back to that area I like. I like dealing with people and hands-on, you're right there. It's you make it or break it.
The company is Scottsdale Weed Control. We came across y'all as a pre-emergent service to control weeds from growing. But you've got like this secret backside of the business too. I mean, you've got this witch's brew stuff you spray on lawns. That I've never had a lawn like I had for the entire summer. I had to sharpen the blades on my lawnmower twice in one summer. I want to know what's in that stuff.
That is years of trial and error on different sulfurs and gypsum. And Jay will tell you, just gypsum on these soils here will make a difference. If you combine this a specific type of nutrients and a balance, you can really... you could turn a lawn over.
Well, if you want a beautiful lawn, you will provide the fertilizing service.
Yes. It's not inexpensive. But
you only hit me like in you hit me like in May, was it?
April.
Was it April? Okay.
April, yeah.
Well, it's a fabulous product. So Weed Control and or fertilizing, it's Costa Weed Control, Ray Lopez.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Now, you're really going to have to put your thinking cap on this one. Let me read this the comments here. John in Surprise wants to know how to solve spurge. What happened to puncture vine and how to solve world peace? Can you help him with all three of those?
Just the world peace.
Just the world peace? All right, John in Surprise, go ahead.
Elect me as president.
Well, yeah, I'm in Peoria, actually. But I grew up in Phoenix back in the 50s, and, of course, puncture vine was all over the place. And then we got stuck with having to move to Amarillo, Texas for 6 years. And when we came back in 1966, it seemed like all the puncture vine was gone. And I have always heard that either the County Extension Service or the U of A had introduced a critter to the valley called a puncture vine weevil, and that they basically destroyed all the puncture vine and then died off for lack of a food source. And then, of course, spurge. I'm very much interested in how to control that. And if you can get rid of that, then let's talk world peace.
Yeah, we could do the spurge and the puncture vine. I have not heard of the weevil for the puncture vine. It sounds theoretical.
Jay's heard of it either.
No. And it hadn't gone away. There's still puncture vine around.
Oh, it's all over. And we do have a really good – we have products that'll – they're just awesome on that. One of them is Gallery. There's SureGuard. AquaCap works well. It's not as good as the Gallery. It gets expensive, but it's worth it, and it works well, and you're weed-free. In a year, you won't have any weeds to speak of, and you can just...
And then what do you do with the spurge? Does this product work on both?
It works on... Yeah. When I go to the lawn, I diagnose... Okay, every lawn I look at, I go, okay, this is what I'm dealing with. Nut sedge, watercress, whatever the weed is, you have to ID the weed and determine what products you're going to use. So that's how we do it in this business. And
a weed-free green lawn brings out an iced tea and a lawn chair, which develops relationships with your neighbors. It brings on world peace. There you go, John. Thanks for the call.
What do you
think,
Jacob?
We've got Jacob in the studio. Well, does that work for you?
Yes.
And this is, how many kids do you have, Ray?
I have six. This
six.
Is Jacob he's, what are you, 10 now or?
Nine.
Nine.
And where do you fall in line?
He's the first.
You have six kids all under the age of nine.
Yep.
Oh my God! How do you have time to work?
No, I don't.
I thought 4 under 10 was a lot. 6 under 9. Woo! All right. Well, let's move into Glendale and bring John into the conversation. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning. This is John. I think it's an agate. It's like a century plant that has its center shoot coming up, and it's about 10 feet tall. My question is, do I just hack it off, or does it come back in years to come?
If it is an agave, which a century plant is a variety of an agave, once they bloom, the main plant or the plant that has the bloom coming out of the center is going to die, whether you cut it off or not. Typically, depending on which variety of agave it is, it will have maybe some pups or babies coming up around it or at the base that will then succeed or take over after that one dies. Some agaves on the bloom stalk itself have either a seed or actually the miniature version of that plant that when it falls over, it lands on the ground and the succession takes over. But the plant's going to die. You might as well let it bloom and be pretty.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.